We try and try and do whatever is touted out there to help find self-love to no avail. Discouraged, we survivors of trauma who already feel immense shame, loathing, and possibly self-hatred have yet even more shame, loathing, and self-hatred to pile on top of it all because we tell ourselves, why isn't this working for me? Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality, a podcast radio show that has raw, authentic, real discussions on personal growth, real life, Reiki, healing, spirituality, and sometimes anything in between. It is my hope and intention to inspire and weave unity, healing, love, peace, acceptance, non-judgment, and hopefully wisdom into all the lives who listen to this show. If you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you would like to schedule a distant healing session, please contact us on our website at realreikirealife.com. I am Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, thank you for joining me in this very important episode that will helpfully help those of us who have struggled to find self-love, despite all of our efforts to try and cultivate and achieve it. I do have a cold, so my voice is a little bit different today, so I apologize if it doesn't sound quite up to scratch. I think it's either colds or bad allergies, but I do know it's not COVID. I went and got tested, so I am negative, thank goodness. But please bear with me as I do this podcast because I'm not at my 100% physical best, and that can show up probably in how I am expressing myself today. And also, this episode is a little bit long because it is such an important topic. It is one that I have struggled with for many, many years, actually decades. And it is one that I know many people out there struggle with. And so I want to say that if you have been struggling with self-love and come from a significant background of trauma, this is an episode you do not want to miss. And excuse me, this is not your typical self-love episode where we tell you to increase your self-care, go get a massage, go get a Reiki session, a manicure, or whatever to love yourself. I mean, those are all wonderful and beautiful things, but that's not really what we're going to discuss in this episode. And nor is it an episode where I will tell you to recite affirmations or mantras or do more self-Reiki to find self-love. And those can work for us who have suffered significant trauma with modifications. And let's go ahead and listen now to find out how. Okay, the purpose of this episode is to address those of us with significant trauma issues who have been struggling to love ourselves. It is not meant to explain why it is important to have self-love or to discuss that it is not being selfish to learn self-love, and all the other nuances that can come into play with self-love. If you would like more information on why self-love is so important, I encourage you to please check out online resources to better understand this concept and why it is so important, because we're not really going to discuss that much in this episode. Second, I do want to put out there, as always, that I am not a mental health therapist or coach. I present my views here based on my own life experiences and do not presume that anything in my podcast is meant to take the place of any professional or mental health services. I share my experiences from my own life, my clients' lives, and my own friends' and family's lives, as well as wisdom gained from many years of trauma therapy. I am also a strong advocate for those of us who have survived extensive trauma to use all spiritual tools in conjunction with therapy. Now, I understand that not everyone has access to mental health services for many reasons, and if you find yourself in that situation, please at least purchase books, watch YouTube videos, or educate yourself in some other way to try to help yourself as best you can. I don't typically recommend that because those of us who have suffer deep trauma, it can stir up a lot of stuff. And sometimes we need the guidance of a therapist or a coach to help us see our way through that, to somebody of a neutral position that can help guide us through it. But if that's all you have, please proceed with caution if you do watch YouTube videos or read self-help or personal development books, because it can stir up a lot of painful stuff. Also, I will try to remember to post links for some YouTube channels and books on trauma that I have found especially helpful for myself to use in conjunction with therapy if you are getting therapy. And if I forget, my good old ADHD brain, please send me a message at realreikirealife.com and I will be happy to add those links and resources for you. And I also want to note that I hope to have a mental health therapist or coach on the show sometime soon to help validate the claims that I am making here and to also provide their own wisdom and perspective. But until I do, please know that years of therapy and tons of self-education on trauma, which for me means hours of YouTube videos from trauma therapists, my Leaning Tower of Pizza, or Pisa, is that how you say it? I'm not Italian, so I don't know. I'll say Pisa, and my apologies to any Italians out there if I just butchered your language. But my Leaning Tower of Pisa of books on trauma. And my own hard work has also resulted in what is presented in this podcast. Okay, so let's get to the meat of today's topic. So the topic of love, as you guys probably know, is a hot one in today's world of personal development, psychology, and in spirituality. And in all these platforms, the approach too oftentimes is taken of just Reiki your problems away or recite tons of mantras and that will heal your trauma as well as help you find self-love. There are many spiritual teachers out there, present and past, who take that approach. And there are some who still believe that if you just change your thoughts, you will be able to find self-love. Now, again, that will probably work for people who have not developed significant trauma or who have not suffered significant trauma, And I am going to discuss why that is in this episode. But we can use all of these helpful tools that maybe are not working for us in the way that we would like. We just have to do some work and modifications first, and we're going to go ahead and discuss that more later in the episode. So what we can do is move into a space of trying and trying to do whatever is touted out there to help us find self-love to no avail. Discouraged, those of us who are survivors of trauma, who already feel immense shame, loathing, and possibly self-hatred, have yet even more shame, loathing, and self-hatred to pile on top of it all, because we then can tell ourselves, why isn't this working for me? It seems to be working for everyone else, but why is it not working for me? And so we keep spinning our wheels, signing up for workshop upon workshop, wearing more supportive crystals, doing even more Reiki, reciting even more mantras and affirmations, hoping and seeking to find that which is elusive. At some point, when we have exhausted ourselves in pursuing this, all the while beating ourselves up, either consciously or subconsciously, because after all, beating ourselves up is something we learned early on because of our abuse, because everyone else beats us up, so why would we learn anything different for ourselves? But like I was mentioning, we can then keep spinning our wheels until we give up in exhaustion, believing something is inherently and terribly wrong with us because we just don't get it. Or we are so flawed that everyone else can learn self-love, but why can't we? And so the shame cycle keeps on spinning. It's now even heavier load. I kind of had a little bit of a breakthrough on this, or at least this is what planted the seeds for me, because I have mentioned in prior episodes that I love Teal Swan. I don't agree with everything she says, but I would say 95% of what she says I agree with, because she herself is a survivor of extensive trauma and abuse. And for her, this same thing happened. There are other spiritual teachers out there like Matt Kahn and Kyle Cease. Thank you. Kyle Cease. They all say the same things too, but they don't say it in as a direct of a manner as I possibly do or as Teal Swan does. So if you're interested in checking them out, you can, because they do talk about this extensively as well, but it's in a more, for me anyway, I perceive it as a more obscure way. So there can be room for misinterpreting sometimes, but if you can listen with the intention of understanding that they are coming from a place of trauma themselves and trying to bring awareness of all of this that I'm bringing in my episode, but it's just done in a different way. Okay, so I am going to be very vulnerable in what I'm going to say the rest of this podcast, and it is done with the intention of telling my own story to hopefully inspire those who are going through similar patterns of spinning their own wheels in pursuit of self-love, to help shift your perspective of who you are and what has happened to you through no fault of your own, so that you can remove any blocks that are preventing you from achieving self-love. That way, you can be more effective in therapy if you're getting therapy, or in your own personal development. And then those beautiful tools of Reiki, mantras, affirmations, meditations, or whatever tools you use will actually be more effective in helping you develop this. And at the very least, I hope sharing my raw and painful experiences will at least plant the seed for future growth and development for those who are not quite ready to begin this process. Okay, so as you have probably guessed, I am one of those people who has struggled for years with all of the spiritual and personal development tools to find self-love. I am one of those people that I just described. I have also struggled in therapy with removing the giant block of extensive trauma that has been in the way of self-love since I was a child. See, I come from a childhood and an adulthood of extensive abuse and trauma. Our sense of self and who we are begins in childhood, and if we do not experience the kind of childhood where we feel loved, valued, seen, heard, validated, and encouraged to develop a sense of healthy self, this can show up later in life as addictions, self-destructive behavior, problems with relationships, attracting narcissists as friends and partners, and other numerous unhealthy ways of trying to cope with the pain inside. The way this manifested for me was in codependency, meaning always trying to please everyone, taking care of everyone else but myself, always putting everybody's needs above my own and not being able to handle life if someone was mad at me or if I perceived them as mad at me, all because I longed to feel valued, loved, wanted, and that I matter. This progressed in many health problems and disease, because as we know in energy healing, and as more and more of those in the psychology world believe, that we bury our emotions in our bodies, and if it is not identified and sat with in love, compassion, and patience, processed and integrated, it can wreak havoc on our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health. On that note, many of us from extensive trauma backgrounds are attracted to spirituality because it can be used to bring awareness, clarity, and possibly healing from these problems that we may not be even aware of that exist in our subconscious minds. And as I've discussed in previous episodes, I was drawn to Reiki and very soon after spirituality because of the physical pain in my body, completely unaware that it was because of all the trauma in life I had suffered. When I learned that, it was like a burst of high octane fuel to begin the process of healing myself even more. At this point, I had already undergone years of well-meaning mental health therapists to no avail. And this is because the psychology world has barely caught on in the last 10 years or so, give or take a few, on how we store emotions in our bodies and how it can manifest as physical pain and health issues. they're finally catching on to what we've already known here in the energy work community and spiritual community. And because of that, I never did get the kind of therapy that would have helped me begin the process of healing my trauma until last year. And all the therapy and spiritual tools I used to try and heal myself only scratched the surface on my healing journey and did not deal with the root cause of these issues. I want you to think about it like this. It's like killing a weed. You can try and pull the weed up, but most likely that weed will grow back because it has left seeds behind. Or the root of the weed is buried so deep in the earth that it remained there and came to the surface again. This is how it is when we try to heal without getting to the root of a problem, or of the problem, I should say. Okay, so on with my story. At some point during my teenage years, I decided that I was not ever going to treat anyone else like I have been treated my whole life. I then dedicated my life to helping and serving others, to be the person I needed for everyone else to be for me, that I was never able to get. Some might say that this is codependent behavior, and in some ways it was. I did not have self-worth or love, and thought I could buy or earn people's love by doing nice things for them and overextending myself so that they would like me. See, due to extensive childhood physical and sexual abuse and assault at home, school, as well as decades of bullying at home, church, and school, I was treated as less than an object for gratification, something to abuse and take advantage of. It made me feel overwhelming shame, disgust for myself, self-loathing, and wondering what was wrong with me that people would treat me so poorly. That was my reality. That is what I was conditioned to believe about myself because I didn't know or experience much of anything else. So there was this part of me who was serving others out of this desperation to be liked and loved. However, somewhere along the way, I fell in love with doing nice things for people and serving them. Yes, some of it was partly done out of codependency, but there was also a large part of me that actually enjoyed helping people and being for them what I needed when I was young. I wanted to try and alleviate as much pain and suffering in the world as I could. I couldn't bear the fact that there are others out there like me who were being treated so poorly. And nothing would bring me more joy than to see people happy, having them know someone cares and helping to make a difference in their day or their lives. It felt so good to hopefully be to others what I did not receive, to help someone from feeling utter despair, or if they were feeling despair already, to help ease that a bit. Interestingly, once I made that commitment to the universe to be used in service that way, I would always get lots of nudges or promptings from spirit. And there goes my dog. Somehow I would just know when someone needed help and I would help them. My intuition and third eye became unstoppable, and I started being heavily guided because I decided to be an instrument to spirit. This is because spirit needs us. Spirit needs as many of us to not only help ourselves, but to help others. I can promise you that once you make that decision or dedication to help and serve others, you will be guided. You will just know things and know how to help others. And we're going to talk about that more later. And then this crazy pandemic hit. My life was forced to slow down just like everybody else's. And for me, it meant I could not serve others as I wanted and loved as I could in the past. It impacted my massage therapy practice, my Reiki practice, and other ways that I love to serve people. And because of this, it has or had me feeling really sad, anxious, and depressed to not be able to do what I believe I have been called to do. This pandemic has forced me to slow down and actually have the time for self-reflection in the department of self-love. I came to the conclusion during all of this extra time that I'm tired of spinning my wheels. And In sadness and desperation, I have pleaded with spirit in meditation for months to be able to love myself or to be shown how to love myself. I bought workbook after workbook to try to find it. They would help, but nothing would stick. In meditation, I would be shown just how divine I really am and see my worth. But the sad thing is, nothing made me feel this and integrate it to soak it up so that it could actually stick and stay. I felt like even more of a failure and did my best to try to fake it until I make it, all the while torturing myself with trying to love myself. Inevitably, I would always go back to the same old patterns of self-loathing, and in desperation, I cried and pled with spirit in meditation a few weeks ago to help me understand how to help myself. It was one of the most raw and life-changing, altering meditations I have had. I've had many of them, but this would probably rank in the top 5 or maybe even top 10, but mostly definitely top 5. Because this time so much information started coming through, and I'm not sure what was different about this time other than things happen in divine timing, as we all know. But floods of information instantly came through. And for those of you who are intuitive or who are very much in tune or have developed your sense of intuition, you know exactly how this works. It's like you just all of a sudden get this download of information coming at you, and it comes in so fast. And to try to voice it in any kind of verbal way is hard, because you kind of have to translate what came to you instantly in feelings and just knowing, rather than language. And that is actually language of spirit. So when spirit speaks to us in our language of spirit, we have to try to do the hard task sometimes of translating what has come through, and that can be challenging. I'm going to try to do my best here actually to convey exactly what came through. One thing that did come through was the thought of, Patricia, spirit does not discriminate. Spirit does not care if you have been sexually, physically, emotionally, and spiritually abused. Spirit does care that others have treated you poorly, but spirit does not think of you in those ways in which those people have treated you. In fact, it is because of these things that you are being used to serve. Because of what you have been through in life, you have learned the valuable skills of empathy, kindness, love, compassion, non-judgment, and service to others. Because of this, you are exactly what spirit needs to assist others on their own paths in life. And what better person to help those who are in need than someone who had to learn through very painful experiences and now knows how to effectively help people in need because of that? Oh man, that was like a huge, major shift. You know, the kind you get that just makes your heart pound and then you just feel like the room is spinning and it's just so much to take in that you're just like, whoa, this is life-altering, because it made sense to me. This is why anytime and every time I am of service, whether it is Reiki, my gifts as a massage therapist, in producing this podcast, or other ways of serving, I'm heavily guided. And I'm not tooting my own horn at this, but I'm especially good at doing those endeavors. And I seem to know just how to help people without a ton of effort on my part, because it just flows and comes to me. And I recognize that this is spirit working through me. So I'm not taking all of the credit for that. But again, you guys, this realization was life altering for me. You see, no matter how many mantras, Reiki sessions, Reiki attunements, personal development books, retreats, classes, and even evidence from spirit that I was being heavily guided when helping others, or YouTube videos from spiritual teachers telling me I am divine and I am loved and unconditionally from the divine. And no matter how many therapy sessions I have had, I subconsciously still had self-loathing for myself. And no matter what I did, I could not love myself. And this is because if I did not believe I was worth anything, why would all these spiritual tools remove the trauma and help me learn that myself? And I want to say this is because anything of the light does not violate our personal free will. And in order for all of these wonderful modalities to work, you actually have to believe you are of worth. And this caused some commotion on my Facebook because I posted something about how affirmations don't work. And it was because a quote that Teal Swan had put on her page. I can't say that actually caused commotion from others on my Facebook, but I felt that energy of intense rejection from those on my friends list who are on the spiritual path. And I can totally understand why, because for them who maybe haven't suffered tons of trauma in life or extensive trauma, all of those things have worked for them. But what Teal Swan said as a follow-up the next day was, "The universe does not reflect what you say. It reflects what you feel. This is why reciting affirmations don't work to change your reality unless you genuinely feel like those affirmations are true." Now, I'm going to repeat that again just because I know I read it kind of fast and it's pretty deep and I hope that it can be soaked up. So she said, "The universe does not reflect what you say. It reflects what you feel. This is why reciting affirmations doesn't work to change your reality unless you genuinely feel like those affirmations are true." And I found that to be so true, and that is why I was struggling with all these beautiful tools in trying to find self-love, because I didn't actually believe that I was worthy of loving myself. I didn't even know how to love myself. None of us are taught this. Nobody is taught, unless you have parents who are enlightened, who are progressive or aware or in tune, or are psychologists or psychiatrists or mental health therapists or coaches. And for them, I'm so happy and grateful that they're teaching their children that. But for the rest of us who didn't have that or don't have that, we never learned any of this. And you have to know how to love yourself. And since that was never my reality or a lot of your realities, we never learned that in our formative years as children. And trying to force it without actually learning it was never going to happen. As mentioned, Reiki and Spirit always honor free will. And if we do not remove the huge block of self-loathing and possibly self-hatred, we would be limited in progressing on our spiritual paths and how we show up to serve others. This is actually a phenomenon amongst those of us who have suffered extensive childhood trauma. For us, we have been deeply conditioned, and in some cases since birth or even in the womb, if that's applicable, that there is something inherently wrong with us. And scientific studies prove that actual DNA and chemistry in our brains is altered and changed to believe this at such a deep level that we have to learn, like I did, that we are of worth and we are loved. I want to say to you, all of you out there who have suffered extensive childhood and adult trauma, first, I send nothing but complete love and hugs to you. We are warriors for having survived what most people cannot even comprehend. Life has not been easy for us, and perhaps you find yourself spinning your wheels too. Perhaps you find yourself wanting to desperately love yourself, but are finding that all the healing modalities in the world are not helping you to realize, understand, and feel this. For that, please know there is nothing wrong with you. Spirit actually needs us to learn this for ourselves, because if we don't, we will forever be stuck in the unfortunate cycle of believing everyone else is better than us and that we do not deserve to be loved. We will continue to serve others with wanting love and acceptance instead of giving everything we are capable of to ourselves and others. So I invite you to look at the ways in life that you are serving right now. Just think about that for a moment. What are some of the ways in life that you are serving right now? And this could be in your Reiki practice. This could be in just everyday life. I invite you to ask yourself, are you being guided in your service to others? My guess is that you are, because when we put ourselves as instruments to the light or to spirit, we do get guided. And if you are being guided, I want to repeat something that I said earlier in the podcast to help drive the point home that I want to make. Spirit does not discriminate. Spirit does not care if you have been sexually, physically, emotionally, and spiritually abused. And in fact, it is because of these things that you are being used to serve. Because of what you have been through in life, you have learned the valuable skills of empathy, love, compassion, non-judgment, and service to others. Because of this, you are exactly what Spirit needs to assist others on their own paths in life. What better person than you to help those who are in need than someone who had to learn through very painful experiences and knows how to effectively help people in need because of that? I want you to know that Spirit does not see you as less than because of this. I want you to know that you are so desperately needed because of what you have been through. And if Spirit did see you as less than, would Spirit ever trust you with this kind of sacred work? Would Spirit purposefully guide you in your service to others as it has been, if Spirit thought you were unworthy of this sacred cause? I think there is this ugly and pervasive belief for those of us who have been affected by tons of trauma that we are not worthy, and I want you to know that nothing could be further from the truth. I think this might even be worse for those of us who come from a religious background, because in most religions, we are taught since childhood that we have to be worthy to receive help from Spirit, or worthy to achieve the highest spiritual greatness, or worthy to be able to be guided by Spirit. And because of that, we continually had to strive for outside sources to approve of us, in this case, our religion. Instead of realizing this on our own, from going inward and actually knowing for ourselves that Spirit does not judge you based on anything you have experienced or done in your past, I want you to know that all Spirit cares about is that you are willing to serve with love, to use your own wisdom and experiences in life to help others on their healing journey in life. What we have been conditioned to believe by society about ourselves is one of the ugliest lies we can ever believe about ourselves. Now, I want to say that coming to these realizations for myself didn't automatically wave a magic wand and now poof, I instantly love myself. That didn't happen as much as I would have loved it to happen. I know that 45 years of self-loathing does not go away overnight. I know that 45 years of shame over what happened to me does not go away overnight. However, what it has done is finally remove that giant, ugly block of self-loathing so that I no longer spin my wheels in therapy while doing Reiki. And now, because I dare even believe I am of worth, the mantras and affirmations will now only serve to assist me in developing that which I, and you, through no fault of our own, was never able to develop. And can you see why now simple mantras and affirmations do not work for those of us with significant trauma? I want to say that again, major studies in psychology in the last 10 years will back me up on this. And please know they actually do work for those who have not experienced significant trauma. And they can work for us too. There is hope. There is hope if we can actually remove those ugly blocks that have completely altered our consciousness and that are preventing us from actually believing the mantras and affirmations. It is my hope that this episode has inspired those of us who have spun their wheels on the path to self-love, as I have, or for those coaches or therapists to help their clients with some of what was presented in this episode, or even those with loved ones who are struggling with this. Please share this episode with them. Please know also that everything is in divine timing, and if you are not quite ready to remove the blocks of shame and self-disgust, that is okay. I do hope for you, though, that this podcast planted a seed that will someday grow so that you can achieve that in life which you came here to achieve. I want you to know, and Spirit wants you to know, that you deserve to feel loved. You deserve to love yourself. You deserve to see yourself just as the divine does. You deserve all happiness in life, no matter how much you might think that this is unattainable. We may not have been able to control what happened to us as children, and we may not have been able to control what we did in order to be able to survive all the trauma and abuse. But what we can do is make the decision now to end it here, to end it so we do not pass this kind of learned generational trauma down to our offspring, to learn it so that we can be examples to others who are struggling with this too. I want you to go out there and learn this if you can, if you are ready for it. I want you to spread that wisdom that you have learned on your path to self-love with all those you come in contact with. And before I go, I invite you to integrate what was said in this episode by doing your own meditation and asking Spirit what was said in this episode is true for you. Please go inward and do not just take my word for it. Please empower yourself and go inward. The last thing I want anyone to do is to just take my word for it and not actually confirm this with themselves, their higher selves, with Spirit, that it is true for them as well. Talk to Spirit with pure intention, and I guarantee you that you will be shown your own personal truth in divine timing. And if you would like me to record a meditation to go with this, please shoot me an email or recording on the SpeakPipe app on my website, which is at realreikirealife.com. I would be more than happy to record a meditation that will help assist you in connecting to Spirit so that you can go inward and start that process, that beautiful process of learning how to love yourself. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always go in light and serve with love. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to our website, realreikirealife.com, and subscribe there to be informed of all future episodes. Schedule healing distance sessions, take an online class, or leave a comment or feedback about the show. Please also check out our YouTube channel under Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality for free meditations and other fun and inspiring videos. Remember, go in love and peace. Until next time.